Greetings and welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Today I have a wonderful dish I'm going to prepare for you. This is an American Southwestern dish that I'm calling Pulled with Love Barbecue Sandwich. Later on I will explain how I came up with this name. To begin, I'm going to show you how to prepare the filling for this sandwich. The ingredient I'm going to use today is called texturized soy protein, also called TVP. When you buy it in a bag, it comes like this. So what you have to do is you have to soak it in water for at least 3 to 4 hours, and then you rinse it, and then you squeeze out all the water, because the TVP acts almost like a sponge, and once you get it soaked up, you just squeeze out all the water as much as you can. Once you've done that at least twice, you have this very flexible ingredient that you can use in your dish. So what I have here is I have a frying pan on a medium high, and so I'm going to add a tablespoon of canola oil. Spread that around. Okay. Next, I'm going to add our TVP. Okay. Here I have a tablespoon of soy paste. Make sure I get all that. 2 teaspoons of soy sauce. 1 teaspoon of vegetable broth powder. 1 teaspoon of mushroom seasoning powder. 1 teaspoon of turbinado sugar. And we have 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. And I'm going to stir this around. In this dish, I used 2 cups of TVP. And that should make enough for 4 sandwiches. So what you want to do is you want to turn it around until you get a nice brown surface on each side. So it should take at least 3 to 5 minutes maybe. Now this is the brown color that I'm looking for. The cooking time may vary depending on your stove, but once you get to this type of color, this is when we could take it off the heat. And we'll let this cool so that we can work with it later. So I'm just going to set it aside for now. And while that's cooling off, I'm going to prepare our barbecue sauce, which is actually the main star of today's show. Because although this is a barbecue sandwich sauce, really, once we make the barbecue sauce, you could use it for many other dishes, such as a vegetarian burger or things of that nature. Anywhere you could use barbecue sauce, you could just use this sauce. So to begin, I'm going to add 1 cup of ketchup. Make sure you get all of it, of course. I have 1 cup of tomato sauce. And what I'm doing is I'm adding all the wet ingredients first. Turn this down to medium low. We have 1/2 cup of vinegar. Stir that. I have 1/4 cup of molasses. You can see the molasses is kind of thick, so you can help it pour. Molasses is a very sweet ingredient, so you don't want to use too much. Here I have 2 teaspoons of hickory-flavored liquid smoke. It's going to add a nice flavor to our sauce. Okay. Next, we have 1/2 cup of turbinado sugar. Make sure you get all that in there. Okay. half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. We have half a teaspoon of paprika. Make sure you get all that. We have a quarter teaspoon of chili powder, a quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper. I know this sounds very hot with all the pepper we're adding, but really it's a rather mild sauce. But you can always cut back on the cayenne pepper if you think it's too spicy, or if you want to add more spice, you can add a little more. Next, I'm going to add a pinch of cinnamon. You don't want to add too much because the cinnamon could be very overpowering, but just add a little bit. It adds a wonderful fragrance to your sauce. So we're just going to stir all our ingredients together. And we're going to keep stirring this for at least 20 to 30 minutes to allow the sauce to thicken on its own. So right now it's very thin, and we'll allow the ingredients to all incorporate with each other. In addition to all the ingredients I added to our barbecue sauce, I'm going to add a tablespoon of vegan butter. And what this is going to do is going to give it a creamier taste and texture. So I'm just going to add that in there, stir it around. I'm going to turn the heat down to low and just let that work on its own. Over here I have our TVP that we had sauteed earlier, and now it's cooled so we can work with it. Earlier I mentioned this is called Pulled with Love barbecue sandwich, and this is the actual reason why, because this part is actually a little bit tedious, but it's well worth it in the end. So what I'm going to do is, if you look at it closely, there's a grain of each TVP, and then you just pull along it just like that, make really small strips. And you just continue till you finish. The smaller the strips you make, probably the better. So we'll get more flavor in each bite. So I'm going to continue working on this. When we come back, I'll have all this shredded, and then we'll put together our sandwich and finish off this meal. Welcome back, and as you can see, we finished shredding all our TVP, and now we're ready to finish our sandwich. What I have here is I have a toasted bun, and I've added vegan butter, and I'm just going to spread that lightly. And the butter is actually pretty important because, you know, with all the sweetness of the sauce, the butter actually kind of adds a contrasting flavor, and it adds enhances the flavor. So So yes, please add the butter. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to grab maybe about a quarter to a half a cup of filling and just throw it on top. And as you can see, it's going to make a mess, so just do the best you can. And we'll just put it on top. Okay. And now I put our barbecue sauce in a squirt bottle for ease of use. You know, you can always just use a spoon, but you just squirt a little bit on top. Don't put too much because it's a very strong flavor, and you can always add more later on if you'd like. And to finish this, what I have here is some coleslaw. And this is a homemade coleslaw that I've made on a previous show. And if you'd like the recipe for that, please log on to suprememastertv.com and go to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And in the search bar, you can look up the Happy Hawaiian Burger. And in that show, we've covered this. And I believe there's a recipe on there as well. So I'm going to grab about maybe another quarter cup. Just put it on top like that. And then we'll put the top layer of our sandwich. There we go. It's a little messy, but it's made with love, so they'll forgive you. And to finish our meal, I have some vegetarian baked beans. Just add a little bit to the side. And some corn. And there you have it. There's our Pulled with Love barbecue sandwich. And I see Mercy is here.
Hi, sister.
How are you?
Yeah. Thank you. So what did you do today?
I just got done making a wonderful barbecue sandwich. Would you like to try it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm happy to try it.
Please.
All right. Can I cut in half?
Sure. Let's get a knife. Please try. It's good?
So yummy.
Oh, thank you so much.
The sauce was delicious. Wow, wonderful.
Well, that's our show today. Thank you for tuning in. Please continue watching Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programming. And as always, thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.